just sort of, since it's an open platform, I'll just tell my testimony. I believe the verse my dad read to me the night I got saved was Romans chapter 10, verse 9. So I don't know if you wouldn't mind looking that up. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Only be a few minutes, so don't need to worry. Maybe it'll be too long. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, it's almost 33 years, I believe, since I got saved. It was late in January, because I remember it was really dark, really cold. Because I remember being up in my bedroom. I shared a bedroom with my brother. Me and my brother had the bunk beds, and my sisters had the double bed in the same room. So I was just almost six at the time. So you can work out how old I am by that, if you do your arithmetic. And I remember on my sister's big old-fashioned double bed, you know, the one big headboard at the one end and the big bottom wooden bit at the bottom. Really old-fashioned, really heavy, really sturdy. And this always sticks in my mind. I was on the bed, my mum at the foot of the bed, getting me changed to put my jammies on, whatever I was she was doing. Helped me take my clothes off, I'm not really sure. But I remember clearly asking her, I said, is my dad saved? Or sorry, is my dad going to heaven? She says, aye. I said, are you going to heaven? And she says, aye. And I know a few months before that, my oldest sister got saved as well. Because I remember being downstairs when the preacher was in the house praying over her, praying, giving thanks to God that she would get saved. And I said, is Bobby going to heaven? She says, aye. And I says, can I go to heaven? She says, aye. She says, you only go speak to your dad. So I remember at the top of the stairs, all the lights off, and mum and dad staying near the motorway, and you could see the lights of the cars on the motorway driving past, you know, being lit up on the ceiling of the house. And slowly but surely I crept down the stairs, got to the bottom of the stairs, and I mean, that seemed like taking forever. Crawled along the hallway to the living room door, and just in front of the living room door was the dining room door, and it was the glass, this, you know, one of these frosted glass things. And I remember sitting there for, it seemed like an eternity, before I had plucked up the courage to go into the living room where my dad was. I mean, my dad was probably the same as many of the dads here, the parents of the older generation. Their dads didn't do very much in the house, and my dad was downstairs, and my mum was upstairs doing all the work. But my dad was downstairs reading his Bible, and I was in, crawled in, and asked me that I wanted to be saved. And this was the verse he read to me. And he says, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? And I says, aye. Do you believe that God sent him to be your saviour? And I said, aye. And I said, do you believe that he died for you? And I said, aye. And I said, do you believe that he rose again? And I said, aye. And I said, if you believe that, if you believe it with all your heart, well, that's you saved. I said, you've got to believe it from the very, very bottom of your heart. And that night, I took Jesus as my saviour. That night, I trusted with all my heart, with all my soul, with every strength of that wee boy could muster. I took Jesus into my heart. And that was the best decision I've ever made in my life. I mean, a lot of bad ones since then, but that was my best decision I've ever made in my entire life, was to take Jesus as my saviour. Now, I was only, wasn't he quite six? And probably most of you here are older than I am. I know there's two or three wee ones here that are just about that age. But it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. Because I mean, before I got saved, I had some awful, awful dreams. I knew because I was a sinner, I was going to go to hell. And I used to lie at night awake, dreaming about what it would be like in hell. The fire, the punishment, the pain. That I'd heard the preachers on a Sunday night and in the Sunday school telling me about. And this was terrible. That's why I wanted to be saved. I didn't want to face that. I didn't want to be in hell. But I took Jesus as my saviour. And I know, as a fact, from that day onwards, I've never had daydreamed again. Because I know that is not the fate that's going to happen to me. Because my fate isn't hell. My fate, the place I'm going to go isn't hell, but it's going to be in heaven. Because I took Jesus as my saviour. So that's just my testimony. If you've not been saved tonight in the hall, all you have to do is accept Jesus as your saviour. Ask him to forgive your sins. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. You can be saved if you take Jesus as your own and personal saviour.